This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. Terry Pluto has been a sports writer and columnist for more than 40 years, and he says it's harder now more than ever to break into the industry, whether it's as a journalist or as a team executive. Terry, you decided to change up the conversation again this week and shift the focus away from those who play sports to those who dream of working in sports.
There are factories of universities handing out sports management and mass communications. And so a lot of people think, I want to work for a sports team, so I'm going to get a degree in sports management.
But when you look at the front offices, even in Cleveland, in this changing landscape of running teams and how they work, most of them, they went to Ivy League schools.
Remember, the Browns were made fun of. The Ivy League three they have.
Yeah.
Andrew Berry from Harvard. Paul DePodesta from Harvard. Kevin Stefanski, the coach, from Penn. You go over to the Indians, Chris Antonetti, president, Georgetown. And his top assistant, the GM, Mike Chernoff, Princeton. It tends to be people who were not necessarily former players or whatnot. In fact, most of the time, they don't even have these sports management degrees.
It's business.
Business, math, computers.
And that's because sports have changed so much to be more analytics-based.
You better believe it. Every time a trade is made in any sport right now, whether they have a salary cap or not, they're talking budgets, and they're talking how to structure the contract. They're talking money, money, and money. So the fact that you have a sports management degree, maybe you know every trade the Browns or Indians ever made, it means nothing. Also, get a second major or something like in marketing, business, IT, you have to have a wide variety of skills. And also, by the way, you better be willing to work a lot and work very cheap and get internships. Put yourself in position to get to know people.
Look at Chris Antonetti, the president of Cleveland's baseball team, started as an intern.
Unpaid intern from the Montreal Expos, where he was working in their minor league system. He pulled the tarp. And remember, this is a guy, he could have walked in a big business job.
What about those jobs in scouting and drafting players?
You start in the front office and you work your way up. I mean, Chris Antonetti, what he really had to learn, he had skills in terms of business things and that. He had to learn the baseball end of it and then integrate them together.
What advice do you have for graduates going into sports media? Because you're a sports columnist with Cleveland.com. You've been doing this for decades and you don't have a journalism degree.
No, my major was secondary education, social studies, minor in English, designed to teach high school. Student taught at Lincoln West for 6 months to get certified. At the same time, I was working part-time at the Cleveland Press. I mean, basically, I was hardly sleeping because that was like an afternoon paper. I would go in there sometimes 10 p.m. to work to 7 a.m., answering the phone and, you know, writing up high school scores on the phone, then getting a chance to go out and write a few of those. And I also had wrote 3 stories for the Plain Dealer Sunday magazine, which was a big deal back then. You get paid like a freelancer, $300 each. But the reason I got the secondary ed major was, one, I wanted to be able to get a job. And what if the writing thing doesn't work out? The idea being, and I really want to stress this, this is why I say get a secondary major in business or marketing. You may need a full-time job. A lot of the people you hear on the radio now that you think are full-time, they're not.
Yeah.
They're part-time. They're selling insurance. They're selling real estate. And they're on the air also. The idea of the old days when I started in newspapers of it, this is a union job, kind of cradle to grave, and you're going to get paid well for all these years. Even people, some of that you'll see their bylines in different places, they're being paid by the story or they're on some kind of part-time retainer. This should be drilled into people who want to go into media. And the same thing, by the way, you got to work for a minor league team. You know, you're going to be eating like the hot dogs left over after the game. I mean, you are really not going to be making much of anything. So you need something else on the side. At the very least, with that education degree, in between, if I had to, I could substitute teach.
You know, it's interesting that you came up in this field. A lot of the way that you're kind of saying this generation should come
right
up in this field.
Because I wasn't in a privileged spot. I mean, Cleveland State didn't even have a mass media journalism major when I was there. And finally, you know, you have to persevere. I sent out 50 resumes. And remember, I had good qualifications. And it still was a struggle. Because, no, this is not don't do it. This is do it knowing what you're doing.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.